Hello, I'm Richard Fox, and this is Messages of Hope.
I don't know if you have this dream, but for some reason or other, I find myself, I'm naked, standing up on a stage full of people in this audience.
Oh,
and feeling completely exposed.
Okay, don't turn red, it's okay.
It's that exposure.
The shame, yes. Yeah.
Do you ever feel ashamed? It's an awful feeling, especially if you haven't done anything wrong. Sometimes the effects of shame can stick with us even from childhood. Today I'm talking with Celia Filkey and Noel Jew about shame. And later in the program, I'll be offering a free gift that offers support and understanding. Why do we feel ashamed, and what can we do about it?
So how's the move going, Noel?
It's interesting. We're settling into the house okay, but it's very strange moving back to a place you grew up in after all these years.
Back to the old childhood home, hey?
Well, it's back to the old childhood stomping grounds, and I've been really surprised how many childhood memories have come back. You know, all the good times.
And I bet you all the naughty times.
And all the naughty times. Look, I tell you, just recently, I was cleaning out something in one of the back sheds of the house we bought. Mm-hmm. And there was a particular can of oil in there. Yeah. And the last time I used that sort of oil was when I was cleaning my air rifle when I was a boy of about 10 or 12, and suddenly all the memories came back, including the day that me and a mate found an abandoned house, which we thought was derelict, and shot out all the light bulbs for target practice. But in fact, was a house that was owned by people and was due to be rented. I just, when I discovered that, I felt so ashamed. I've not told anyone until now. So I've confessed to you publicly.
Well, but talking about childhood, I remember being late for school was some of the most shameful things, walking in, being late and having everyone in the class looking at you as you came in to class, feeling so ashamed that you were late arriving for school. And it's something I still carry now that, even if I'm late into a room or I walk into a room of people and I'm the only one coming in, I feel very ashamed and very embarrassed or exposed.
It's that feeling, isn't it, that you can just feel it coming up from, you know, here. You never forget that feeling.
No, yeah.
But it's a childhood thing you've carried through to adult life, isn't it?
It is, yes.
That's a bit like my parenting, I guess. I probably shouldn't say how ashamed of my parenting.
Right. I've confessed.
But I was shouting at my son the other day, as I do, but I was like really aware, can you close the windows? Because I didn't want the neighbours to hear me shouting. You know how you hear everything around there, or I perceive that you do it. And it took me back afterwards. I remembered thinking, that's exactly what my mother used to do, and I swore I'd never, be my mother. And, it's that fear of, doesn't matter what happens inside your walls, but you don't let the neighbours hear what's going on. You keep your own dirty laundry inside the house. And there I was doing the same thing. I'll shout at you, but only if the windows are all closed.
It's a lot of perception involved, isn't there?
It is.
Of how people are going to perceive
you. It is. And that has been ingrained in me, I guess, from my childhood too, about that perception of that facade you present to the outside world.
I'm Richard Fox and this is Messages of Hope. If you've ever felt ashamed or guilty and wish you could get rid of those feelings, I'd like to offer you the free booklet, Unlocking the Prison of Guilt. It is possible to be free of shame and guilt. You can order your free copy of Unlocking the Prison of Guilt at messagesofhope.org.au. That's messagesofhope.org.au. Have you ever felt ashamed? Felt like people can see right through you, even when you've done nothing wrong?
It is an interesting thing, isn't it, that we always feel we've got an audience somewhere. And it's a very subtle thing, because it's not just what will they think of me if the windows are open, but it's even more what will I think of myself if they think that of me? You know, it's a very self-referential type thing.
That's probably quite relevant to I'm thinking about, the kids with the social media stuff nowadays, and the fact that, on Facebook they've got all their posts of their, what they're doing, how they're feeling, how many friends they've got on there, whether they're liked or not.
Yeah, or disliked.
Or disliked, yes, yeah. or defriended.
Unfriended. Defriended, yeah. The whole shame of having no friends or no one liking you.
So it's very, very much in your face about what people think of you,
isn't it? Particularly because it stays up on the internet too. Mm. So it's there for
you can't kind of escape from it.
That's right. Kind of reminds me a little bit of dreams. I don't know if you've had kind of the dreams where you're naked in front of everyone in a stage situation.
Never had that dream, Richard.
It's that, I suppose it's that dream again, maybe of being late from school transposing itself, or not the reality of walking into school being late, transposing itself into a dream and having that fear or that exposure of being naked in front of this audience.
It's that exposure.
This shame, yes.
But isn't it interesting that in that experience of being ashamed, you've actually done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Like sometimes we get ashamed when we've done stuff wrong and we feel bad because we've done it. We feel ashamed that it's not worthy of us. But in that thing, you've not done anything wrong. It's just a...
No, it feels wrong, but...
It feels wrong, but you're not being shamed because of something that you've objectively done. You're just being put to shame because of an audience looking at you, a sense of exposure, a sense of vulnerability.
This is Messages of Hope. Have you ever found a positive way to deal with shame? We'd love to hear about your experience, and sharing your story can help others. You can share your story on our Facebook page at Messages of Hope. Earlier, Noel, Celia and I talked about how shame makes us feel like everybody is watching us. God sees our hidden shame, but offers us freedom, not judgment.
It's interesting, as a Christian pastor, I've found often that people feel that God is their audience. And in some ways he is. He's the biggest and most important.
He's always around us.
Yeah, he's the biggest and most important audience. But they respond or react to God as children, you know. Mm. We think when we're children we can hide stuff from our parents. You think by keeping the windows closed you can hide stuff.
Yeah. But he's probably actually already in that room, inside the closed doors, isn't he, or the closed windows.
That's right. Yeah. So it's... God's the audience, but it's not a condemning audience.
What do you mean?
Well, again, as speaking as a Christian pastor, and from my own experience, I'd have to say the most beautiful thing is to realise that Jesus knows us and sees us and knows us from our conception all the way through and is not ashamed. You know, he's not ashamed of the stuff-ups we've made. Mm. He's not ashamed of the mistakes. He's not ashamed. Beautiful verse in the Bible. He says he's not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. Whereas often if we've had a family member who's disappointed us or brought shame to the family, we cut them off.
Yeah. But so even though he sees all that shame and sees what we do and what we've done and what we think, he still calls us his brother and sister.
That's really different, isn't it?
He loves us.
To our fear of what everybody else thinks of us is that to know that there's nothing to fear there.
Yeah, that you can be exposed before God, spiritually naked before God, and don't fear that he's going to condemn you because of that.
Yeah.
But that's the very place.
Cut you off or...
Yeah, that's the very place that he comes to you.
Yeah.
And he comes in a very beautiful, sympathetic way because he himself was naked and exposed on the cross. You
know? Well, that's where I take heart. Probably with my naked dream too, I don't know. But he was naked up on a cross. And so that's way more than me dreaming of being naked in front of an audience. Mm. That's, you know, there's God himself in Jesus on that cross, being shamed for all the world to see.
So he understands, I guess that's the big thing, isn't it? He understands our shame. He knows that. He understands what it's like. But he's there and accepting us.
Yeah. It's beautiful that Jesus will never unfriend me from his Facebook wall.
This is Messages of Hope. If you wish you could be free of shame and guilt, contact us for the free booklet, Unlocking the Prison of Guilt. With Jesus' help, we can be free of shame and have hope for the future. There's nothing Jesus can't forgive. For your free copy of Unlocking the Prison of Guilt, call 1-800-353-350. That's 1-800-353-350. You can also order your free copy at messagesofhope.org.au. That's messagesofhope.org.au. I'm Richard Fox, a pastor of the Lutheran Church, where love comes to life. I hope you can join us next week to hear another great message of hope.